From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is back on the front lines of the oil spill. This time, it's Alabama. He's in Theodore, one of the Gulf Coast's largest staging areas, to stockpile and ship out supplies.
We are minimizing the short-term impacts, and we're making sure that we've got the resources fully recover.
The president, speaking to reporters after getting a status report on the spill, now estimated to be more than 2 million barrels since April. The public is expected to get a progress report from the president when he delivers a speech from the Oval Office tomorrow. A different kind of disaster is unfolding in other parts of the South. The death toll from Friday's flash floods in Langley, Arkansas, is now up to 20. It was uncertain earlier if the latest victim was one reported missing since last week. Captain Mike Quisenberry says rescuers are still looking.
There's still folks in the woods. They're still doing the things just in case there's someone else out there.
In parts of Oklahoma City, people are wading through waist-deep water while others have to swim from one tree branch to the next to get to land. Flash floods triggered by heavy rainfall today. The latest from Michael Cross of member station KOSU.
The people of central Oklahoma awoke Monday morning to 10 inches of rain in about 6 hours, which resulted in impassable roads and damage to some homes and businesses. Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett says the metro area isn't prone to flooding, but it's impossible to stop with the amount which fell in such a short time.
We can handle 10 inches of rain, but not when it falls in a six-hour period. You need that 10 inches spread out over a day or maybe 2 days, and it would be fine. But when you get that flow at that point, your infrastructure just can't handle it.
More rain is expected, and Mayor Cornett says he hopes it will be more sporadic to keep the rivers from overflowing. The city's airport has remained open, but some flights were canceled. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Israel is setting up an independent commission to investigate the recent raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. As Dan Karpinchek tells us, Canada's former top military lawyer has been asked to help.
Canada's former Judge Advocate General Ken Watkin will be one of two foreign observers for the proposed inquiry. Watkin served as a Canadian Forces legal officer for more than 25 years. He's been involved in several probes arising from the genocide in Rwanda in 1994. He was also a legal advisor to an inquiry into the brutal killing of a teenager at the hands of Canadian soldiers in Somalia in 1993. In Ottawa, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Lawrence Cannon, welcomed Israel's decision to set up an independent commission, adding that Watkin is particularly well-suited to take part. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Wall Street's losing sight of gains. At last check, the Dow was down 20 points at 10,191. NASDAQ Composite Index unchanged, settling at 2,244. You're listening to NPR News. A new study in the Archives of Internal Medicine suggests that eating brown rice can substantially reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. NPR's Elise Spiegel has details.
Researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health studied rice consumption in more than 150,000 women and about 40,000 men. They found that people who ate brown rice instead of white rice were at much lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The researchers estimate that by replacing even 50 grams of white rice with the same amount of brown rice per week, you can reduce the risk by about 16%. Other whole grains can have an even more powerful effect. Replace 50 grams of white rice with barley, for instance, and the risk falls 36%. The authors write that the average American already consumes more than 20 pounds of rice a year, and that rice consumption in America is steadily increasing. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
Spirit Airlines has canceled flights through Wednesday because of a pilot strike. Spirit aircraft have not flown since pilots walked out on Saturday because of a pay dispute. At one time, the airline had hoped to keep flying through the strike. Pilot union leader Sean Creed says no new talks are planned as of Monday. Meanwhile, thousands of airline passengers have been stranded. Senate Democrats want BP to set aside $20 billion in an escrow account to pay for damages from the leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico. Lawmakers have given BP CEO Tony Hayward until Friday to respond. Last check on Wall Street, Dow's now down 21 at 10,191, NASDAQ unchanged at 2244. This is NPR.